traditional rye music from North Africa, mixed with infectious African and Western beats, has turned into a staple of European dance clubs. But Algerian shabi, or people's music, is no longer widely played. On a recent visit to Algiers, NPR's Peter Kenyon had the chance to learn about shabi, which once filled the kasbahs with exotic melodies and stories of love and loss.
As concert venues go, it's not exactly Carnegie Hall. A few dozen folding chairs are set up in a courtyard in front of a modest elevated stage. A half dozen musicians are crowded around a table groaning with platters of food and pitchers of drink. The crowd is mainly older men, and feet are tapping and heads are nodding along with the rolling, gently propulsive beat. Listeners with MTV attention spans may have a hard time with shabi songs, which can go on for the better part of half an hour. But in this crowd of a certain age, the music evokes wry and wistful smiles. This concert came on Algerian Independence Day weekend, and perhaps the older members of the audience were recalling the days of their youth, when shabi music used to pour from the smoke-filled corners of the kasbah. One of the musicians is Halu Abdelhadi. A few days earlier, he had invited me to his office to talk about the music and about the man known as the father of shabi music, his father, Haj Muhammad Alanka. Shabi has been called the blues of the kasbah, and Abdelhadi says while that's not musically accurate, it does convey how the music was embraced by ordinary Algerians.
My father, when he came in the very sensitive period. At that time, it was like the rich people got their own music, classical music. But the poorest people didn't have nothing. So he came in between the middle in order to let the people, the poorest, listening to a music that they will, it's coming from them.
This recording of Haj Muhammad Alanka clearly shows the music's debt to the classical music of 15th century Andalusia, and also how it bent those traditions to its own ends of communicating everyday songs of love and money won or lost. The sounds of Moorish Spain came to North Africa in force when Spain expelled Muslims and Sephardic Jews in 1492. In Algeria, it continued to evolve, Muslim and Jewish musicians playing side by side, absorbing various influences. It could have gone in a number of directions, but Anka, already a well-known musician and teacher, created the musical structure that came to define Algerian shabi. Verses of poetry about anything from religion to love to coffee and tea, interspersed with instrumental passages performed on stringed instruments such as the mandol, ancestor of the mandolin, and the tambour and other percussion, the kanun or zither, and several other instruments, sometimes including the piano and violin. These days, shabi has been eclipsed by rye music, rap, and Western pop, but it's still played in a few bars on the weekends and on special occasions, such as this open-air Independence Day concert. Halu Abdelhadi is teaching the music to young students these days, when he can pry them off the soccer field. He says he hopes shabi music, which survived a war for independence and a civil war, can pass the test of time and changing tastes. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Algiers. اشرب الروح حقي اشرب الروح حقي اصبغنا من البوش اشرب الروح حقي اصبغنا من البوش اشرب الروح حقي اجعل في دارك ما بينا طامر اجعل في دارك ما بينا طامر ليك النهار